The old folks fell on their knees to thank him, but behold, neither he nor Quicksilver was there. So Philemon and Baucis lived in the marble palace and spent their time in making everybody comfortable who happened to pass that way. The milk pitcher, I must not forget to say, was never empty. Whenever an honest and good-humored guest took a drink from this pitcher, he found it the sweetest fluid that ever ran down his throat. But if anyone cross and disagreeable happened to sip, he was pretty certain to twist his face into a hard knot and call it a pitcher of sour milk. Thus, the old couple lived in their palace a great, great while, and grew older and older and very old indeed. But at last, there came a morning when Philemon and Baucis did not come to invite the guests to breakfast. The guests searched everywhere, all to no purpose. But they saw in front of the entrance to the palace two trees which nobody could remember having seen before. Yet, there they stood, with their roots fastened deep into the soil. One was an oak, and the other a linden tree. Their boughs embraced one another, so that each tree seemed to live in the other tree's bosom.